States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up is public comments announcements. Is there any public comments from the audience? If you could please come up to the microphone, state your name, and what's your public comment announcements about?
Hello, my name is Amy Cogburn. I am a local realtor here in South Padre Island. I also live here. I received an email about a week ago stating about short-term rentals being a change. Would you have anything you want to share about that?
We can't in public comments but I'll be saying a little something about it here. But no, we can't have banter back and forth during public comments because it's not on the agenda. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the audience? Anyone from staff have any public comments or announcements? All right. Anyone from the board? All right. I have one public comment is that there is some hoopla about the some actions that have happened at planning and zoning due to 215 West Carolyn, and at this time I think it's premature that we'll be bringing it up on council, and that it will probably be brought back to planning and zoning to let them review items and do all that fun stuff. So anyway, rest assured it's not going to be on the agenda anytime soon. Thank you all. And now we'll move on to
Mayor.
Yep.
I'm sorry to interject here. I have one staff announcement. I'd like to just briefly discuss our summer business. That's okay?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. South Padre Island had an outstanding summer. We welcomed more visitors, filled more rooms, and saw more spending across our island than last year. Our hotels were busy, our restaurants were full, our shops were thriving. A clear sign that SPI continues to be Texas's best beach. In May, hotel occupancy tax was up 3.3%, sales tax up 5.1%, and mixed beverage tax nearly up 8%. These increases reflect more visitors staying longer and spending more on in and out all across our community. In June, hot tax increased more than 10% compared to June of last year, and we're still pending payments from for some hotel years. Occupancy was up 3% for condos and beach houses and 4% for hotels. And what's interesting is that most Texas destinations saw a decline in hotel demand. SPI was one of the few to post gains. July was also strong, with many local businesses reporting excellent summer performance. This growth is a direct result from the work of my team, targeting high-value Texas drive markets like San Antonio, DFW, Houston, and Austin, as well as new Texans, of course, the Valley, and Monterey. We also benefited from favorable summer weather, we all know that, which helped bring visitors here and keep them on the island. Our year-round marketing strategy, media outreach, and partnerships with the San Antonio Spurs and Austin FC kept SPI front and center with travelers, and the numbers show it's working. While other destinations are seeing slower growth, we're moving in the right direction. I'm proud of my work my team has done marketing our destination and promoting our beach destination every day. And with continued focus and support, I expect strong performance to carry well into the fall and winter. Thank you.
Can I make a comment now?
Yeah.
I just want to wait till after staff is through. So not addressing what you said, but I want to make it known that I've read several articles, Wall Street Journal, about tourism in the United States right now. Everybody's saying it's way down. I just read about Las Vegas. Las Vegas tourism is way down. Gatlinburg, the East Coast, tourism down. Florida, Rockport, down. And for us to be up, we're seeing an increase in our sales tax and hotel tax. It's commendable that our CVB staff is marketing and getting people here. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll move on to item number 4, which is presentation and proclamation. We've got a 4.1, which is proclamation, University of Texas Rio Grande Valley 10th anniversary. Does anyone hear from the Rio Grande Valley for the 10th anniversary? You are? Okay, great. All right, so we have the proclamation of the city of South Butter Island. Whereas the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley is celebrating its 10th anniversary in August 2025, whereas since its founding in 2015, UTRGV has become an award-winning institution and conferred over 60,000 degrees and achieved national recognition for its commitment to value, social mobility, and economic impact. And whereas it is the first decade University of Texas UTRGV has significantly expanded its academic offerings, research capabilities, healthcare services, including the opening of the region's only School of Medicine in 2016 and the state's first school of podiatric medicine in 2022. Whereas UTRGV continues to expand student opportunities and enhance campus life with the opening of the Comprehensive Academic Cancer and Surgery Center in 2025 and the launch of the region's first Division I college football program in the fall of 2025, now therefore be it proclaimed that the city of South Padre Island hereby commemorates the 10th anniversary of the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley and extends to its leaders, faculty, staff, congratulations on a decade of success and best wishes for the future. And be it further proclaimed that an official copy of this proclamation be prepared for the university as an expression of high regards by the city of South Padre Island. Thank you. Do you want me to give you want a picture, or you want me to just give this to you?
Do it right. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. That's even better.
Great. Okay, so Honorable Mayor and City Commissioners, first, good afternoon, and thank you for adopting the proclamation and recognizing the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley's 10th anniversary. My name is Veronica de la Garza. I'm Director of Governmental Relations for UTRGV, and it's been my honor to serve our students from across the RGV. On behalf of our founding president, Dr. Guy Bailey, and our Senior VP of Governmental and Community Relations, Veronica Gonzalez, and all of us at UTRGV, we want to thank you for your service and your support of our university. It's hard to believe that it's been 10 years, and what an amazing 10 years it's been. UTRGV stretches across the RGV from South Padre Island to Rio Grande City, and we're proud to say our university has grown to serve over 34,000 students, and as mentioned, over 60,000 students have graduated. We are very proud that UTRGV's Office of Workforce and Economic Development has developed a satellite location in collaboration with SBI's EDC and the Art Business Incubator, where the Island community has the opportunity to visit with UTRGV's small business advisors and participate in various entrepreneurship training programs. UTRGV's Coastal Study Lab has also served as a tourist destination, educational hub, and a research venue for many years. As mentioned in the proclamation, in less than 10 years, we've added over 45 new degree programs in bachelor's, graduate, doctoral, and professional levels. And let's not forget about football. On August 30th, the Vaqueros will make history as we kick off our first Division I season, a milestone for UTRGV and the entire Valley. This past decade has been filled with incredible milestones, and they've only been possible because of the strong support of our great community. Thank you for the continued support, your trust, your friendship. Bees up. If I could have a picture, I'd also appreciate it. Thank you.
Importantly, congratulations, because I'm looking at your UTRGV school ranking as far as Texas and national universities, and you're up at the top.
Thank you.
That's a great achievement.
We worked hard. We're really happy to see the growth. We have more to do. As mentioned, we have our first school of podiatric medicine in the state. We're happy that our students are happy. We're happy that's affordable, and that's something we strive to continue to make it affordable for our community and to be part of our community.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me.
Closer.
Veronica, do you have a prediction on the schedule? Do you have a prediction on the football team schedule? The football team, what's the record going to be?
We are undefeated.
Oh, God.
Good answer. Nobody else can say that in Texas. We are undefeated.
All right.
There you go. All right. Well, let's move on to item number 5, which is approved consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve 5.1 through 5.7?
Motion to approve.
Okay. All in favor, please raise your hand. Motion carries. So we'll go to item number 6, which is regular agenda. We'll go to 6.1, which is presentation of the second quarter 2025 city manager's report. We have Wendy here giving us the report. So
yes, Randy could not be here today. I'm Wendy Delgado, Director of Operations. This was tabled from the last meeting, so it's kind of getting to be a little bit of older news. So we wanted to make sure to get it out there before it's really old news. I'm just going to do a quick run through each department. Finance, again, this is for April, May, and June. They have been working on their STR non-compliance letters. 9 citations were issued. They reported our S&P Global rating for 2025 tax notes as AA+, and they reported $1.8 million in interest revenue through May for this fiscal year. The fire department, we had a really good, busy summer. They had a lifeguard training academy, and they started out with 149 individuals initially reaching out to the program, who, once they got to the very end, ended up with 6 successful graduates that completed the full 2-week program. In addition, they had their junior lifeguard program where they had 16 junior guards, which 2 are going to be applying for our regular lifeguards next summer or next season. We also had, the chief has already mentioned, they started to carry 1 unit of the whole blood in their emergency vehicles from this point forward. I'm not going to hit all the highlights. This will be available on the city's website, so I'm just going to kind of hit a few off each one. And this one has a little error on it. Apologies for that. The police department has also been extremely busy. They had 46 online reports. They had 90 hours of community resource and service events. They also went through their grant hours at about 674 hours, which basically saves the city around $25,000 in grant money. We had 3 people go through their SWAT certification, so congratulations to Jordan, Marco, and Daniel for completing that 60-hour course. And then congratulations to Chief O'Carroll. She was asked to be the honorary guest speaker at the TSC Police Academy ceremony in Brownsville, so she did a great job there.
All right.
In addition to that, they had active shooter training for Origins. They've also been providing CPR to some other organizations in the community. And this is just a list here on the right of all the trainings that they've hosted and attended during this period and their stats for the months. Public Works, they finished Lantana Side Street project during this quarter. They are planning to start Constellation next. The parking lot, public parking lot there in front of the new museum area, basically went through the bid process, and it's on your agenda tonight for review. And this is just a picture of a sinkhole they found and were able to repair quickly between the Public Works and TxDOT. Oh, I do have an update on Public Works really quick since we're talking about this. We did have a meeting with TxDOT this morning, me, Alex, John, and Randy, and we did get some very positive feedback about the crosswalk blinkers that y'all mentioned at the last meeting, so we'll be bringing something related to a pilot project to you very soon. This is the environmental health report. They basically did a lot of different types of surveys through the island during this quarter. They did a natural habitat lot survey, making sure that the lots that currently have that permit, urging them to renew it for the fiscal year. They also did a review of the junked vehicles down Padre, asking the owners to move the ones that aren't working, and golf carts to another area of the property. They did a sign enforcement, asking businesses to comply with our sign ordinance, specifically related to temporary signs. And their e-waste event was very successful with 844 pounds of e-waste. And again, the Keep Texas Beautiful Gold Award was recognized during this quarter as well. These are the valuations for the Building Inspections Department. I believe these are reported, I believe, monthly to you. IT finished the mobile data terminal, so we have five PD units with the mobile laptops in their units now. Also, they've been working with DPS to remove the on-site satellite dish and change to more landline type communication. And as of today, actually, we have a new ADA website accessibility feature on our website. So when you go to the city website, down in the right-hand corner, you're going to see like a little person figure. You can click on that. It's going to bring up a new toolbar at the top, and it's going to be it's going to allow the city to be compliant with all ADA standards for our website. And so that actually went live today. City Hall's main servers have been approved to be replaced by City Council, so that's moving forward, in addition to phasing out Microsoft Windows 10 on all cities' systems. HR, during this quarter, they coordinated basically an on-site medical wellness check for all of our employees where they didn't have to go to the doctor. They could actually do a free screening here at City Hall or at the community center. They also held a HR training for all the HR departments in the Valley here at the community center. And we have an internal training program in the HR department. So this is just a list of the ones that they coordinated during this quarter. Municipal court, basically same thing they do every summer. They are working to close spring break cases. There's a lot of individuals under 21 who receive alcohol-related offenses. So they're clearing those out, making sure they do their community service hours and their alcohol awareness class. City manager's office, as always, busy with PIRs. We had 446. Police department receiving 56%, city manager's office 22%, and the building department 11%. We had 13 withholding letters sent out, several key media interviews during the quarter, and then these are just our social media post numbers on the right.
446.
Yes. Transit department, we have their ridership numbers. We have April was 32,000, May was 43, June was 43,000. We do want to congratulate Bart Bettis. He got his certified public manager certificate during this last quarter. And they have their grants that they applied for, and also they received funding to replace Unit 45, which was like 325,000. Parks and Rec during this quarter held an Arbor Day event with the Parks and Keep SPI Beautiful Committee, where they planted native plants there at Turtle Park. Also, they're working on upgrading the pavilion there at Turtle Park. They're getting the roof replaced and basically repairing the structure. And on the far right, basically Debbie reported that the lighting project has been finished, so now our citizens and community can enjoy the park a little later past dusk, because there will be some lighting there as well. Visit SBI reported their strategic marketing and sales outreach. They were in San Antonio, Austin, Houston. They did this parade, Fiesta Flambia, I don't know how you say that, parade in San Antonio, Austin FC match day in Austin, Spurs draft watch party in San Antonio, and then they hosted the Texas Meeting Planners of Texas there in Houston at the C-Band event. They mentioned here on the right-hand side their events that they had. They had 3,300 attendees for Crawfish Festival, 6,000 plus for the jailbreak, and it looks like an award for Texas 2025 Texas Travel Awards for the Tequila Festival, and a couple of community engagement events. The Shoreline Department, they submitted several grant proposals during the quarter. They have three projects for KEPRA, one for, I don't know if she calls it NFWF, three for CMP. Here to the right, you'll see a water fountain. This one is at Beach Access 18. It was installed I believe at the beginning of the quarter, and it's a new idea because none of the water fountains are working out there. So instead of repairing them to replace them with something like this, this is basically a pilot to see how it holds up. Down at the bottom, that's actually a dog water fountain, so the dogs can drink out of that, and then you just basically step on it and it drains the water down into the ground. So we're going to try that out and see how it goes. And then again, Marisol Boat Run was already on your agenda, so that's pretty much old news. We know that has been already moving forward. And that's it. So if you have any questions, that was a quick rundown. And that's all I have.
Did some repairs at the fire station earlier in the year for AC in the living quarters, did that happen?
Yes. Yes, we're all finished with that.
Go?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good to go. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Move on to item number 6.2, public hearing regarding the 2025-2026 through 2028-2029 capital improvement plan.
We basically need to open a public hearing to see if anybody has anything to say about it.
Does anybody here have anything to say about the capital improvement plan? Anybody looked at it? Okay. All right, we got a couple of them on that one. That's good. We'll move to item number six. We'll close the public hearing. We'll move to 6.3, which is discussion of possible action to request the Planning and Zoning Commission to review and provide recommendations to City Council regarding the considerations to designate the area west of Padre Boulevard from the north side of the Convention Center to the south side of Sea Turtle, Inc. as the SBI Ecotourism District. Carrie, you're probably going to want to get Cameron County to go along with this, as we've learned in the past. So, anyway, go right ahead. It's your item.
Like we're getting a lot of, I'm not going to say anything about Cameron County. I'm going to use the podium, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Wendy, set the timer.
Remember that old show, The Price is Right? Pop Box, Carrie Schwartz, come on down.
I'm here. I know some of you have seen this previously. The idea behind this is I think the island should embrace our natural habitats, the animals, birds. It's something that we can be proud of. I know we've done a great job in providing habitat, whether it's butterflies or birds, animals, with our butterfly gardens, the plantings we do. But there is an area on South Padre Island, and most of us are familiar with it, where Sea Turtle, Inc. is. You have the Birding Center and, of course, the Convention Center. The reason I bring in the Convention Center is because we have discovered through the expansion process proposal that it has a lot of habitat for birds. And we need to embrace that. So you go to the next slide, please. So creation of the SPI Ecotourism District, the district encompasses Sea Turtle, Inc., Birding Center, the Convention Center, and this area attracts tens of thousands of visitors every year, and designating this area as the SPI Ecotourism District will bring national and international attention to the island. The proposed Convention Center expansion and theater should also focus ecotourism or embrace ecotourism because it seems to be a very popular site now, especially for bird watchers. Next slide, please. So the mission is the creation of the district, expand the Convention Center exhibit area, add a theater, focus on SPI's vast ecological and cultural attractions. Next slide, please. Regarding the theater, when you look at the multiple uses for a theater, and let me go back a little bit. I'm not proposing we change the name of the Convention Center to the Ecotourism Convention Center. I'm changing or adding a name just like we did for the Art District. You have the Entertainment District. I'm doing the same thing for ecotourism area, but I'm not changing any of our names of this. You know, it's a multi-use facility. You know, we have weddings there. We have beauty pageants. We don't call it the SPI Beauty Pageant Center. So I'm designating an area, not the convention center. So, honey, back to the theater. As far as the arts, you know, El Paseo, everybody knows that, other theatrical groups. There's a lot of theatrical groups that travel. Camille Playhouse would love to come here. We talk to them and do plays. Touring artists, documentaries. You know, we've seen what Picasso, the touring documentary about Picasso. We've seen Dolly, Starry, Starry Nights. This is something that could attract such events like that. And then on the environment, this is very important. We could offer year-round films on nature and ecology, including films on sea life, nature, ecology, shoreline conservation, native wildlife, oceanic studies. We can run these year-round and have feature films. Now, my daughter is very interested in marine biology. We go to aquariums across the country, in Monterey, and name a few, and they all have theaters. And they're showing films on their sea life, on preserving sea life, on protecting our oceans. Next slide, please. The theater can also offer an opportunity for education, corporate, and social events. You could do programs on marine biology, coastal management, local and state history, marine debris and ocean trash. You know, that's a very, very hot item right now, trying to keep our oceans clean. Corporate lectures and events. There are groups out there, I mean, for example, Elon Musk would love to do a rah-rah sessions with his employees if we had a theater like this. And also we could point out the effects of industrial development on our habitat and environment. Next slide, please. Family entertainment. Do music, concerts, small venue concerts, very intimate. Feature movies. We don't have a movie theater on the island, but we could do that. Addition to the plays, you do the documentaries on our ecosystem here, films on ecology and nature. Next slide, please. And as far as the exhibit hall expansion, a larger exhibit area would certainly allow us to bring in bigger, more groups. We're on the verge of losing key groups that have outgrown us, and it's happened in the past and will continue to happen. We're limited on space. We can add additional classrooms and meeting rooms. I use the term classrooms because we can partnership with local schools to conduct classrooms and then show feature films on our eco subjects, ecology, marine habitat, et cetera. Now, we could put displays in the exhibit hall. Example of our local habitat, wildlife, art, books, interactive video monitors are very popular, where you have monitors mounted on the wall, a push button, and you can view different films on ecology here. Primate exhibits can be placed along the perimeter walls, hallways, and entryway. Again, we can attract larger groups. Next slide, please. Real important is our partnerships that we can form. Texas A&M has a school of marine biology. Texas A&M has a school in ornithology. We just heard from UTRGV to have a coastal lab. Area schools, high school, grade schools. You have ornithology groups and clubs. There's a few here in the valley. The National Audubon Society and the Wyland Foundation. These are all people we can reach out to. Now, Texas A&M, they have a marine biology school, as I stated. They would love to come down here and help us with our ecotourism, you know, center district, but help us bring films in, documentaries.
They'd also love to have classes here. Same thing with UTRGV Coastal Lab. National Audubon Society, my wife has reached out to them. They're very interested in doing film and feature films on bird habitats. Wyland Foundation does a lot of events on a sea life. Next slide, please. You know, in the future, since, you know, I'm committed, we're not going to touch a single tree around the convention center. And something else that's it's been repeated again and again is we're not going to spend $100 million. We can do something like this for far less. If there's money, we can add a boardwalk with viewing stations. I'm not talking towers, viewing stations that connect to the Birding and Nature Center. That's not going to connect with the Birding and Nature Center's their own boardwalk because it'd take business away. But stop at the front of the Birding Center so people can, you know, exit the boardwalk and go into the Birding Center. And I think that would draw more business to the Birding Center. And, of course, we've been talking about a garage project, which is, it was on the initiative for our venue tax. And you can put a garage next to Pottery Boulevard in the front of the convention center. You create two levels, which will actually make three levels of parking. You can develop the top layer for fueling SpaceX launches, et cetera. And there's no more slides, I don't think. But so we have to take this item to planning and zoning, get them to approve it, then it'll come back here for our approval. So I'm asking you to approve this. Let's take it to planning and zoning, get on their agenda, and let it come back to us, and then we can have further discussions on this. Any questions?
It just seems like that's going to be a whole bunch of stuff, Carrie. So it's a lot to.
Well, we don't run. We can send it over to
planning and zoning and let them. Sorry, I was trying to finish speaking.
Go ahead.
That we can, you know, of course, let planning and zoning start chewing on it. But that's quite a big master plan there.
Well, we don't run away from big things.
I understand.
And it's got to start somewhere, and this isn't that difficult. So. Anyway, I hope you'll approve this. Thank you.
Anybody else have any comments?
I'll make a motion so we can have discussion.
Yeah, sure. Come on up here and state your name and.
Hi, folks. My name is Daryl Mangum. First and foremost, I want to thank you for everything you do for the community. It's a heck of a lot of work. Second, I want to apologize because I will get emotional about this. This was my dream 30 years ago. And I fully support Carrie's efforts to dedicate an area towards nature tourism in particular, active tourism in general. You know, when I came here, there were more employees on the payroll than there are managers, supervisors, and so forth now. This is turned in thanks to the convention center and other efforts turned into a world-class resort destination. And like Carrie said, dream big. Because, yeah, it's going to cost money. We don't know where that money is going to come from, how it's going to operate, but you've got current stakeholders, the convention center being one, the native plant center being the second one. I'm going from north to south. And you got the Birding and Nature Center, and you've got Sea Turtle Link. I would also encourage you to think about the tidal flats area south of Sea Turtle Link, which is, I'm not a realtor, so I don't know, you know, much about values, but we could have gotten everything from landfall towers to the water tower and Clayton's for $10 million 30 years ago. I don't think we can get that, you know, deal now. But anyway, this is a subject very near and dear to my heart. You want to, I would recommend anything you pursue, you include the current stakeholders, which are the four that I mentioned, but also consider the university, which is a really fine coastal management, coastal studies lab in Port Isabel, but we won't hold that against them. But there's other potential partners. Carrie mentioned several, but I'm not an Aggie, so we'll not go there. But
it's cool.
That's all right. But anyway, the long story short is I'm wholeheartedly supportive of the effort. It's been a pet project of mine for a long, long time, and I'm here to help any way I can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say thanks, Daryl. I see you out there on those Pompano lots for the Valley Land Fund every morning, pulling weeds and doing things. So thanks for your efforts down there. And I'd like to make a motion to let's send this off to planning and zoning and get some feedback from them.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
There was a map. We didn't show the map, but it outlines the area.
Well, I definitely think the tidal flats, I think you should go south, go in between the unnamed road at Landfall Towers and go south and look at that district.
All right.
But
I'd like to see them go north also, see if the county would let us make the flats area, protect that also.
For sure. All right, so we have a motion, a second. Are there any other comments? Ken, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm on record. A year ago, the PI press quoted me being in favor of renovating and modernizing the convention center. Something's got to be done. I think I was the only one here when it was built. It cost about $13 million, and it's really in need of repair. It's really in need of repair. So I'm very much in favor of the renovation and modernization of the convention center. So sending it off to planning and zoning. And hopefully a speedy return, we can get to work on this.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, all in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Raise your hand. Thank you. All right, there we go. We'll move on to item number 6.4, which is discussion of possible action to approve a contract amendment with the Greenhouse in the amount of $200,000 for additional net media costs and agency media fees.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Cindy Trevino, Director of Marketing and Corporate Sponsorships. I'm here to request your approval for an amendment to the existing contract for Greenhouse, our new marketing agency of record, not for additional funds, but to formally allocate what was already approved back in May. This amendment simply aligns the contract with our current budget and marketing strategy. Back in February, we experienced a brief overlap between marketing agencies, which is Greenhouse and then Greenhouse and Zimmerman. When Greenhouse officially came on board, they conducted a strategic review and recommended accelerating our marketing efforts for Q3 and Q4 of this fiscal year. To support that, they propose utilizing the $200,000 to enhance key marketing channels, including travel and tourism platforms, Google search, out-of-home advertising, video, audio, and social media. Their goal is to maximize visibility and drive measurable impact to key markets such as the Rio Grande Valley, Drive Markets, New Texans, and Mexico. Again, we're not requesting any new funding, only to amend a contract to deploy already approved dollars in a way that supports our objectives.
Motion to approve.
Any discussion?
It's up for August.
Perfect. Thank you all.
All right. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on to 6.5, discussion of possible action to approve a budget amendment from the general fund excess reserves for $99,300 to cover the current over budget situation and estimating costs of repairs and maintenance for various city vehicles for the remainder of the fiscal year. Seems like our vehicles are just rusting away. All right.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council, Alex Sanchez, Public Works Director. Yes, there have been unforeseen repairs for multiple departments. One is going to be police department, public works, environmental health, and EMS. There's basically they were unforeseen. It's that we don't have the money to pay for the repairs that are needed at the moment. So I don't know if you want me to go into detail on the vehicles, but police is $29,500, public works is $20,800, environmental health is $29,000, and EMS is $20,000.
Everyone's got one?
Some of the repairs that we actually need right now, and some of them are, you know, we got ambulances that don't have AC, we don't have the sweeper truck. So, and we're just trying to get it passed through the year.
That ends in 8 weeks, 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Is the sweeper in here? Is that what the public works item is?
Yes. It's.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any other questions? Okay, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on to 6.6, which is discussion of possible action to approve a budget amendment from the Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone, TIRS, fund for the amount of $25,900 to purchase 4 decorative Hall of Fame lamps.
Yeah, these lights are going to be on the new parking lot in front of the new museum. So that's just to purchase them. I purchased them, which was recommended from our Kimmy Horn, our engineers.
And these are going to match the colors that we already have?
Yes, they would be identical to the ones in the center medians.
And we're in the process of changing all those lights to kind of all match the same color, because we have some that are like daylight, and then we have the some that are 3000K and all that stuff. Or
I thought we had already if we are missing some, then we'll double check that.
So this is going to match the those light bulbs.
Yeah, it will match whatever the new ones that we've been buying.
This covers the cost of installation as well, right?
And Public Works will be installing.
No, this is just the materials. And what's the lead time on this? I'm just curious. Because it says a 0 or available.
2 months, I believe. I didn't.
Oh, no, here you go. 85 working days. Okay.
Next year's budget.
New lot or the property across the museum property?
It's for the new parking lot across from the museum.
The parking lot in the median, right?
Yeah, the parking lot in the museum. I mean, the parking lot in the median.
The new lot, okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, any other questions?
Alex, what's the timeline on that lot?
We're going to probably get that one next.
Yes. 3 months.
I think we got to ask that question here coming up. But, okay, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Move to item number six, a discussion and action to authorize the city manager to enter into a contract with the best qualified bidder for the PLPW-202501 SBI-PR-100 parking lot improvement project and to approve a budget amendment in the amount of $569,190.32 from Fund 51 Tiers.
Yes, we got six bidders for this project.
That's good.
We got a widespread. The low bidder was CRC, and if you look at it, it was for $345,305.43. And it was based on qualifications. So we had the first highest qualified bidder was Econ, and the second was Spaglass, and the third one was CRC. So the difference between the lowest bidder and the most qualified based on the grades was $223,884.89. So that's a big spread, but based on our experience with Econ, and we haven't really dealt with CRC, but it's your call, but the recommended was Econ.
And the engineer's estimate was $420,000, right?
Yes.
And then you had three bidders that were under, well, four under the engineer's estimate, and then you had.
Yeah, so the engineer's estimate was $420,792.50.
Okay. And the highlights are there's some errors in people's proposals?
Yes. What was happening is that some of these contractors basically did like a reverse. They said, okay, this is what we want to charge, and they reversed it in the unit price, and the unit price was like point, you know, a different, like point two, 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 and, you know.
Right, yeah.
So, but based on what it says, the bid is based on the unit price, not the total price.
So are the total base bids, have they been recalculated to correct the unit
prices? Yes, this
prices?
Is the recalculated prices.
So like Spaglass has a bid, they're with all, I mean, they have a whole bunch of errors in theirs based off what I'm looking at, but their bid is $499,992.15. That was what they wrote down on the sheet, or that's what
no, that's
recalculates?
What, that's up. What's been calculated. Let me see if I have. This is the what they actually bid. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy on those numbers.
Oh, okay. So like you're talking dollar amounts, like. So Spaglass recalculates, and I'm just picking that one because it's easy to look at, $499,992.15, and on their bid it was $499,977.55.
Yeah.
With an alternative of $32,000.
Yes. And the alternative is the...
The thermal stamp crosswalks right. That they
which,
cover back
which
up.
Which also
over.
You probably have to let us know if you're going to proceed with that or not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is that TxDOT will cover up at some point in time, and then we'll have to spend another $35,000 to put it back in. I know, I'll let the board speak on this one. I wasn't available last week due to some stuff, so I didn't get to ask some questions during.
Alex, what's the total number?
Review.
What's the total number of spots?
I believe it was 20. I don't have it with me, so. But it, 20.
How comfortable are you with CRC since you went through the interviewing process and everything else?
CRC, they came out of Iowa, and then we did call him. He said that he wanted to downsize. He went to He's now in, I think, somewhere in Upper Valley, and that's what he's told us. I mean, his...
But they're not recommending CRC. They're recommending Econ, correct?
Yes.
And they're $130,000 more?
Well, they're $220,000 more than CRC. They're $70,000 more than whatever, Spaglass. They're $50,000 less than Reiner. They're $169,000 more than ZLG Construction. They're $200,000, $210,000 more than EBH Construction.
Can you put the slide back up with the costs?
Yeah.
Final bids for each, please.
This one?
No, the previous one.
The sheet.
That one?
Those totals are correct?
No, they're within $20 or so on some of them.
So your concern with the low bidder, obviously, is they're not located locally and moving equipment and avoid hiccups. Or...
One of the things is that we have not dealt with them. That's one of the biggest factors. I don't want to say, but based on previous experiences that we didn't know the contractor, that's why.
What else has the Econ done here?
The medians and the sidewalk and the
north of the convention center.
Sidewalk.
The sidewalk.
The one that curves up the zigzag, or the other one that we have restamped. Yeah.
The one that's below the zigzag one that's below grade and it floods. I personally would like to table this and ask a few questions later. But if people are prepared for this and want to vote, they're more than welcome to make a proposal for it.
I'm fine with tabling at $15,000 a spot.
Yeah, I have a question. This is not the low bid, right?
No, it's the correct, second right. highest bid.
No, I want to just get it on record, Patrick.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we're within our right to turn all the bids down and rebid. Is that correct?
I think you can put everything out to rebid. I have some questions. I wasn't
got a problem taking one. It seems like we're taking some high bids. I'd make a motion that we turn it down, and then we go out for new bids.
Well, I'd prefer just to table it and ask some questions because, I mean, there's some qualified bidders on here. I'm just confused, and I did not have preparation last week due to some stuff that threw me off for a loop. And for some reason, I didn't see this one on my radar. It's just I have some questions that I feel like we could ask and not have to rebid it. It's just that there's definitely one or two good contractors that seem like they've had some good experience. I'm just surprised. I'm just trying to figure out why the things went one direction or the other, and I can't see the scoring sheets or anything on this.
Here's the scoring sheet, and maybe it was just because there was only three that scored. Maybe that's...
I mean, I'm just thinking like Spaglass, they do a lot of work in the valley. They're throughout Texas, and, you know, they have a good reputation, and they're $60,000 less than Econ or $70,000 less than Econ. I'm just trying to figure out if they've had bad experience doing public works stuff. And so there's just some questions there, I guess I have.
And the scoring sheets, they really aren't consistent when you look at how they're scored. I'd be more interested in knowing about the differences, where the differences in the cost, how CRC came up with $350,000. Everybody's right on five.
I apologize that this one doesn't have the breakdown of the scores, but it was based on history, cost.
I'd prefer to table this item and bring it back to 2 weeks or whenever our next meeting is. And then if we don't like some of the answers that we got, then we can go the route that Ken is suggesting and put it out for rebid.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I moved to respectfully decline and rebid, but Patrick wants to table, so You all got the votes, so decide what you want.
Well, it's not about the votes. It's what people want to do. I don't care. People want to. We got three options. We can make a motion to approve. We can motion the table. We can motion to rebid. I mean, I think it's great that you got six people to rebid. I don't know if you'll get six people to rebid it the second time around.
I make a motion to table it, and that way you can get the answer so it doesn't come back to.
Can I make a motion?
Ken made a motion.
Yeah, procedurally, Mr. Mettinger's motion's on the table.
Yeah, is there any way who wants to second Ken's motion? Okay, well, I guess that motion dies from lack of second. Then we'll move on to who wants to make, you want to make a motion now?
Right, I'll make the motion to table it so we can discuss it.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Since motion to table, it's all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? All right, motion carries. Then we'll move on to item number 6.8, discussion action to approve a budget enhancement in the amount of $10,000 from excess reserves to purchase a new new Moby chairs.
Mayor, City Council, Jim Pigg, Fire Chief South Padre. These things are extremely popular, and over the past, well, I don't know if you looked at the chart back there, the Moby Chat stats. We've had 10 of them with an average lifespan of 2.84 years, and they've been checked out with an average of 94.7 times. So they are extremely popular, and they would have been checked out more if they would have stayed in service, because we have people coming by every day complaining that we don't have them. We currently have four in service right now, and we're just trying to ask that we can get some more money allocated to it so we can make some more purchases. What this will do is this will give us four new chairs plus parts. We're going to buy three of the ones that we have existing, and we're going to try a new one. The new one is a lot less. It won't go into the water, but it's supposed to be excellent for the sand. I know some people up in Galveston that use them, and they highly recommend them.
And that's those all-terrain 20-inch
correct
ones?
Yeah, the blue
medical
ones.
Company out of McAllen?
Sir?
MJM from McAllen? MGM
yes,
Enterprises,
MGM,
that's the
is the manufacturer.
Oh.
Yeah, they're made in McAllen.
Yeah, they do the hospital equipment.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, they make hospital equipment also. I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, we order them off of one of the Marine Rescue products.
You might be able to call the MGM. I can tell you how to do it. How much are the big ones?
$2,800.
But people like those because they can get in the water and they can do all that fun stuff.
The problem with them is that when people don't push them correctly. So when they're pushing them on the back and they have somebody sitting in them, they get in the soft sand, they start pushing them too hard and they break. And then once they're aluminum tubing,
it's done.
You can't repair those.
And they don't sell you repair parts either, I'm sure.
They do, but some of them won't work when they're... The parts won't.
Because it bent or it did something, whatever. Yeah. I guess maybe we should get a sandbox out there and show people how to use it before they take it to them.
There is. I mean, we've been asking other cities on how they do it, and other cities will say that you can pick it up at 8 o'clock and you have to have it back by 4 every day. We do it where you come in and you can keep it for 3 days, but some people don't bring them back. We're not charging for them, so they won't bring them back for 5 or 6 days. So now you have people that are coming in on a waiting list, and they're not able to get them. So they're used to us having them, and then they're upset when we don't.
No, I understand. It's definitely a need for South Padre Island, for sure. I mean,
something else to consider maybe down the road is that we put a waiver into effect, or we get a deposit, or maybe they have the signature if they bring them back broken, that they were responsible for paying for them.
I mean, I agree that the – if you're letting people could be a little bit more careful when you're holding their driver's license, for deposit or waiver. So I think that should probably be something that we invest in a policy. But I'd say if you want to make it 12 or 15, go ahead and do that. But So
any other bids?
All right. Is there anybody who has any other questions? Someone would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay.
Approve how much?
You want to approve the 10,000?
The 10,000.
All right. Why don't you talk about bringing something? Let's get that going. We'll work on something for next summer and get it in the program.
Yeah, we've already been working on it. We've got multiple contracts and waivers from other cities on how they do it.
And especially, let's see how these 20-inch ones work, because maybe that'll, you know, that's basically three for the price of one. So there might be a, you know, that might help out. We can buy some more of those or whatever down the road. All right. Anything else? All right. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Do what?
Abstaining.
All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. 6.9, discussion of possible action to accept the side street reconstruction projects.
Mayor, City Council, Alex Sanchez, Public Works Director. It really should say to approve which streets are next. But basically, we've already started with East Constellation, East Georgia Ruth, and Center Gardenia. That's going to be about $1.5 million. So last time, I believe it was $4.5 million that was approved for side streets.
Yep.
So at least $3 million for a selection. This is the priority based on the traffic, the classification, the parking, and we've added the drainage in there too. And then, of course, complaints and some other deterioration also. So this is the new list. And I mean, we can go down the list.
Well, what label? What streets you're recommending, so everybody knows what we're talking about?
Well, I mean, that's we basically the rank that is here is basically the recommendation. But
well, I know, but we can't do 1 through 25. And
I know. But like, if the next one would be Center Acapulco, the third one is East Capricorn. You know, Center Esperanza, but I mean, if we, the list can, you know, whatever you think it's better, that's what we're trying to.
All right, so, and I appreciate that, but I'm not the expert on the road conditions. You all are. Uh-huh. So you're proposing that the next streets be Center of Acapulco, Center of East Capricorn, Center of Esperanza. Is East Gardenia in the budget?
Well, I haven't actually calculated, but basically.
Well, how many streets do you want us to approve? Or you want us just to approve this whole chart and you just go for it?
Approve the chart and we can get the $3 million. You know, we can do the $3 million.
And budgeted for all these.
No, there's more than $4.7 million, right, in here?
No.
In the column that says estimated reconstruction cost, that's the one that you're looking
right,
at.
Right, right. So, I mean, that's six. That's 1.4. That's 2.2. That's, yeah, you can't get to 25 doing all these streets.
No, you can't. This is just a list. We just want to make sure that either you follow this priority or if you want to change the priority, that's basically the.
Okay. I mean, I'll make a motion to approve this priority list as submitted and to handle the streets in order of their need. Second?
Second.
Okay. Because I'm not going to dictate, you know, hey, do West White Castle before you do East North Castle. You know, I mean, that's just not the way I can look at it.
I'm glad we're addressing Capricorn, because that's an embarrassment. I mean, that road's really torn up.
Well, okay. It's crazy how some streets last better or do things better than the other streets. But
and the most traveled streets, my opinion, I'm not an expert, are from Padre Boulevard to Gulf. So the east side streets.
Well, you think that, but that's why I'm asking, is because there's several C streets in here. There's Center of Esperanza, Center of Gardenia.
Remember those center streets. One of the things with those is you've got, like, 500 hotel rooms surrounding some of those centers. Like, that's
like
why we did the TxDOT study. They showed us those numbers.
I agree.
The traffic over there.
So, All right, we have a motion to approve the list as submitted and to handle them in the order that they're presented. Yeah. All right, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
Then we'll move on to discussion and action to authorize the city manager to negotiate a contract with the highest rank engineering firm for the city side streets reconstruction improvements.
Well, we got $3 million to spend, and we were thinking that maybe it's going to be, since we're kind of have a lot of workload, that we may need to have an engineering firm to help us do the remaining $3 million of streets.
I would agree with
that. So, and trying to get these done, you know, within the 3 years.
Month window of being able to allocate some stuff and doing that, right?
Yes. And this is just you know, just in the a suggestion. We don't have to follow it 100%, but like we already have a 1.5 already there, and then you know the 3 million, we can maybe, depending on you know what you all decide, we can do maybe half another 1.5 with us and another 1.5 with the engineer. So that was our thinking. Based on that, can I have the overhead? So we got 5 engineering firms that submitted RFQs. We basically reviewed them based on the experience and our dealings with the engineers. It's basically, Kevin Horn came out the first one, and then
move it down so we can see the.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kevin Horn was the first rated one. Urban was the second, and then Chris Hogan was the third. So based on our recommendations, it's Kevin Horn, and we'll have to negotiate with them if we don't agree with their. Fee, then we can go to the next one.
Anybody have any questions? Are any of them local offices? I mean, Kimberly.
Yes, Cruz Hogan and Ambutech are local.
The
thing is that based on the responses, that's how it was graded.
No, I just yeah. Asking questions. So,
but two of the firms were local.
And I mean they're all qualified. It just depending how they responded to the question, that's how they were graded.
Look at this. I mean, we've done work before with Kimberly Horn. I mean, it's.
I'll make a motion to instruct city manager to negotiate a contract with the highest ranked engineering firm, come back to us with a cost.
Well, they'll come back to a contract to approve.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any other discussion or questions? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next is 6.11, discussion of possible action to approve the order of general election for the municipalities for the November 4, 2025 general election for the purpose of electing two council members for place one and place two. Nikki, is this a roll call vote or anything, or is this just regular motion?
Regular vote is okay. Needed.
All right. Someone want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion.
Someone want to make a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Next up, we'll move to item number 7. We have 7.1, which is closed executive session pursuant to section 551.072, deliberation about real property. A closed session will be held to discuss the possible purchase of real property related to parks. Is there a motion to go to executive session?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second. All right. All in favor, please raise your hand. Let the record indicate that we're going into executive session at 6:39. We shall be back here shortly. All right, it's 6:50. We're going to call this meeting to order. We'll move on to item number 8.1, which is discussion and possible action to authorize the city manager to sign the purchase contract, purchase sales agreement contract after the city attorney's approval for the purchase of real property for city parks. Is there a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to authorize city manager to sign a purchase contract after the city attorney's approval of the purchase of real property for city parks.
You want to say lot 9, any of that? Or?
I don't think I have to.
Okay.
Do I have to give the location?
No. The location? Yes, you
should say location. It's lot 9 in the west half of
7 and 8,
Padre Block.
Lot 9, block 100, plus an additional 10 linear feet of 7 and 8.
Amend.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. If there's nothing else on the agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Mr. Menards, wait. I think I need you to sign the order of the